John chapter 6, verse 29. John chapter 6, verse 29. Let's read this one verse together. Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." Amen. On Wednesday, I talked about spiritual strength, and today is intellectual strength. You have to restore this intellectual strength. In John chapter 6, verse
29.
Well, it says the works of God, but what is the work of God? There is the work that God does. And to believe in the one he has sent is God's work. So what ministry is God doing right now? God is doing salvation ministry. The work of God is doing the work of salvation. And so simply for us, it is believing in God well. Believing in Jesus well. It's to correctly believe in Jesus. Then how do you correctly believe in Jesus? And just as you already know, Jesus has come as the Christ. And he has solved all the problems as the Christ. And you must believe in that. And you must be happy with Christ. If Christ has solved all the problems, then just thinking about Christ, you must have this, you know, excitement. And you have to gain the strength that God gives to you. And not only do we need the strength to save us, we need the strength to save everyone. So you have to save. We have to receive the strength to save the world. And that's why you have to challenge in prayer, and I mentioned that on Wednesday. And that's spiritual strength. And you must arise this prayer revolution. We haven't been given the right to pray. And God has already given us a status and the authority to receive answers to prayer, and joining this itself is prayer. And God has given us the keys to heaven. What is the keys to the kingdom of God? Or the keys to heaven? What is the key? You have received these keys of the kingdom of heaven, but what is the key to the kingdom of God? Jesus Christ is the key. Because everything is inside of Christ. Everything is hidden in Christ. That's what Christ has given to you. And so there's no problem that cannot be solved other than Christ. We call that the keys to the kingdom of heaven. The key to move all the kingdom of God is Christ. And without Christ, you cannot receive answers. That's why God says, "I'll give the keys to the kingdom of heaven," and God has already given to you. And you've been given the right to receive answers. And you've been given the right to pray. We call that the key. And enjoying this is really doing well in your walk of faith.
Yeah.
And John chapter 16 verse 24.
뭐라고 기록되었냐면요? 지금까지는 너희가 내 이름으로 무엇이도 아무것도 구하지 아니했지만.
So you did not ask anything in my name, but ask, and you receive, and be filled with joy.
오늘 저와 여러분이요.
So what's important for us? If you cannot live the life of prayer, then you will live your walk of faith only with words. If you cannot live the life of prayer, you try to persuade people with words. And the characteristic of those who do not pray is they do everything only with their words. But anyone can do and say whatever they can say whatever they want to. But those who truly pray, they're the ones who have mutual communication with God's throne. And when they change someone, it's not them that's changed them, but they change people through the prayer toward God that changes them. That's what's complete. And when God changes you, it's complete. And if we try to change someone with our words, that's not change. So, even when you're going to change someone, you have to pray so that God will move their hearts and God will mobilize the angels and God will work upon them. That's the person that enjoys the mystery of prayer. It's the same walk of faith. Those who live the walk of faith that moves the throne of God, they do not just say anything with their words. Because power is not in the word of mankind. No, the power is in the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's prayer. And so this life of prayer is very important. Now that you see salvation and the gospel, what you have to do is prayer. Because God is spirit. God is spirit, and there is a darkness in the spiritual realm, the force of darkness, disasters, sins. If you don't break that force of darkness, then inside our lives there will be continuous problems and difficulties and hardships upon us. So Jesus Christ has completely crushed that force of darkness, and you look upon that Christ, and in the name of Christ you must live the life of breaking down the force of darkness. And that's the life of prayer. And if you don't break down the force of darkness, then nothing will take place with your thoughts. Even when you change someone, it's not done by persuasion or by talking to them. No, the work of the Holy Spirit must take place. And how does the Holy Spirit work? Through prayer. Not just any prayer, but the true prayer. Not taking time in prayer. No, the prayer that moves the throne of God, the prayer that moves the heavenly angels. And if you're able to live this life of prayer, then when through this prayer, it moves the throne, it moves the angels, it moves the Holy Spirit and the power of God, and breaks down the force of darkness, and you're able to enjoy God's kingdom, and that's a life of prayer. So please enjoy this blessing. Then in your thoughts and in your consciousness, it's very important. You have to be able to change your thoughts and your conscience. And those who pray are able to change your thoughts. You know, we go to worship, receive grace, receive the word of God, but we go back and think and say, you know, in what I think is. And that's how we live our lives. No, we receive grace, we listen to the message, we've been trained. Yeah, when we go back, we say, no, what I think, or this is what I think. And if you don't change what you think, you cannot enjoy answers. And we quickly go back to living with our thoughts and our emphasis and say what's deeply inside of us. And we say that's right, what I think is right, it's correct. And that's what we think and say. But it's not. Not my emphasis. You have to see how God's word is going to be fulfilled. Right? How God's word is taking place. You have to be able to see that. Right? It's not about emphasizing what you think or not. So those who pray do not need their own emphasis. Those who pray do not need their thoughts. And those who pray always say, and this is what God's word is. Inside God's covenant. And that's a person of prayer. Right, they don't say their emphasis, their thoughts, or their ways. No, those who pray, right, they are able to change their thoughts, their wills, their conscience. Why? Because God's word is correct than my thoughts. And instead of our thoughts, God's word has more power. So they did not speak of their emphasis, and those who pray did not speak of their emphasis. They did not say what they think. You know, they always say, I believe that God will do this, I believe in God's word. And they say, God promised this to us. And God has called us as workers of world evangelization. And then person inside God's covenant. And they follow God's word and follow the answers of God. That's a person of prayer. So please enjoy this blessing. And look at Judas Iscariot. He followed Jesus for 3.5 years. And through those 3.5 years, he'd been trained, he listened to messages, he saw many miracles. And he witnessed all the things that no man can do. But did his thoughts change or not? It did not. No matter how much he listened to the message, his thoughts did not change. No matter how much he heard the messages, he did not change his thoughts. Inside his heart, he always thought about selling Jesus. But was that from the very beginning? No. He knew that following Jesus brought a lot of profits. And that just remained in him. And in the end, he betrayed Jesus. And in the end, he committed suicide. And people's thought really does not change. It does not change by diligence or by resolution. The old imprints cannot change other than the work of the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to receive grace. That's why you have to continue to hear God's word and feel and experience the living God's word, then you can change your thoughts. You have to actually experience how great God's power is, then your thoughts will change. And it's those people that changes. Yeah, because I live this life and these answers came to me, or you know, changing because you have to change because of the environment, that's not actually change, that's temporary. Even with that strong will, you cannot continuously change yourself. What can really change your heart is God. It's only God's word. And that's why you have to answer to God's word and continue to change your thoughts to the word of God and remain inside God's word. Then you'll change. May become like this. In John 13 verse 2, it says that the devil came and entranced Judas' heart so that he will have the thoughts to betray Jesus. And so those who do not pray will fall into unbelief. Why? Because of their thoughts. Those who think of their thoughts fall into unbelief. So don't think of your thoughts, but think more of God's, or think of God's covenant. The more you think from your level of understanding, you fall into unbelief. And that's the work of the darkness. If you cannot enjoy prayer, you fall into unbelief. And so, every single day, may you live this life of prayer. Now, if you look at faith and unbelief, it's a difference between heaven and hell.
불신앙은 100% 사단의 역사입니다.
Right, 100% Satan works in your unbelief. It, what you say may sound correct from God's perspective, you're not believing in God. That's unbelief.
믿음은요?
What is faith?
내 생각에 내 수준에 안 맞지만
it does not align with my thoughts or my beliefs or my ways or the reality. No, you just admit God and you admit God's word. That's faith.
우리는 지식으로 하나님 믿는 거 아니에요.
Because we do not believe in God with our knowledge. And we don't believe in God with what we know.
하나님의 은혜 가지고 믿는 거죠.
We believe by God's grace.
하나님이 그 은혜를 우리에게 주신 거예요.
Because God has given us His grace to believe in Him. That's why we have faith.
그러니까 내 생각을 많이 하면 안 돼요.
So don't think of your thoughts.
우리 인간은요, 이 땅에 태어나서 인간은
Right, as we grow, we learn. But we learn without God. We learn without the knowledge of God or the words of God. But we think that's being smart or intelligent. But is that true intelligence? So in Corinthians, it says, where is the teacher? Or where is the leader? Or where is the rabbi, the teacher? Everyone is ignorant before Christ. No one can really boast their intelligence before the Creator God.
But
by God's grace, God has given us faith, and we just believe in God. And when you have that faith, the Holy Spirit will work. But with the knowledges that we have, and with the moral and ethics, with, you know, character, personality, with all these things, we think that this is what it means to be a person. And even though you are a sinner, you don't know that you're a sinner and pretend that you have not committed sin, and you criticize others for committing sin and you attack them for their mistakes. But every one of us, we are a sinner before God. There is no righteous person on this earth. So we must all be humble before God. We must always obey God's word. And we have to live with faith through the grace God has given to us. And that's the walk of faith. So please enjoy this blessing. And today is the restoration of intellectual strength. This does not mean to be smart. Every single one of us has fallen into the state of destruction. And we cannot live with our will. Or we cannot live with our thoughts. But that's why the more we change our thoughts, the more answers will come to us.
하나님이 이스라엘 백성들을 선택해서 이스라엘 민족을 통해서 전 세계를 복음하기로 하나님이 결정하고 불러냈거든요.
Right, God has called everyone inside His grace and plan a world evangelization. But these Israelites lived as slaves in Egypt.
여러분요, 완전히 멸망 상태죠.
And they're in the state of destruction.
너의 생활이 아니라 너의 생활을 통해서 뭐요?
And not only were they slaves, they had the slave mentality. Why? Because they had been living as slaves for 400 years. So they, now they have that slave, you know, mentality.
그러니까 문제만 터집니다.
So whenever problem arises, then this mentality, slave mentality, comes out.
이게 하나님의 선택된 백성들인데.
Even though they have been elected by God.
그러면서도요. 광야에 생활하면서도 노예의 근성이 광야에서 나타나.
And when they went to the wilderness, that slave mentality came out of them.
문제만 터지면 뭐 했어요?
And whenever problem arose, they fall into unbelief, and they would grumble against Moses.
애굽 생활 하잖아.
And they would always think about living in Egypt.
여러분 노예 생활하면서 대대손손.
Right? For generations, they were all slaves.
그거를요 무슨
And think about it, they made the pyramid, but they did not have, you know, the machines that there are today. All with great manpower, right? They built that big pyramid. And they've been building that pyramid for 400 years in that very hot place. But they went into the wilderness because there's no food, no water. Right? They're always thinking about Egypt. They're always thinking about that life in Egypt. And they thought about the meat and the soups that they received. This mentality did not change. And that is why in the end, even though they saw all the miracles of God, in the end, they die inside unbelief. And whenever a problem arose, their mentality came out.
여러분 저와 여러분은요 문제만 터지면
So whenever a problem arises, you have to realize that there's God's plan.
하나님이 나를 갱신시키려고 하는구나.
And that God is trying to renew you.
하나님은 나를 생각을 바꾸라고 말씀하시는구나.
And God's saying to change your thoughts. If you understand it this way, then there's quick restoration.
반대로요.
But on the opposite side, these people were emphasizing their thoughts because of the slave mentality that they still had. And they continue. They only thought about the meat, the food that they received, even though they were living this hellish life as a slave. And because they did not have what they wanted, they fall into unbelief and they criticize the leader. And because things did not go according to their own mentality, their own thoughts, that's what they fall into unbelief. Right? That's the slave mentality. And so this slave mentality is very scary. Now they go to the wilderness and they have this mentality of the wilderness. And they continue to fall into unbelief.
이게 나타나니까 그래도 하나님이 치유하시고 먹여주시려고요.
But still, God wanted to heal them, feed them, and God would give them manna and quail.
갑자기 새들이 얼마 붙었느냐? 1m. 1m면 제 키보다 한 이 정도.
Right, and remember, you know, when God sent these food to them, these birds. They're like a meter high. And suddenly all these birds just fell from the sky right in front of the Israelites for them to cook. And meat is delicious because you eat it, you know, like once a week or something. But think about eating this meat every single day. You don't want to eat it anymore because you're only eating the same meat again and again. But because they say that, Israelites said that they want to eat meat, that's why God gave them this meat, this chicken. Right, so man and quail fell from the sky. And because there's so much left over, they try to make a storage room and put all the leftovers. And even though God fed them, God answered them, whenever they were short of what they wanted, they quickly grumble against God, they fell into unbelief. And so, truthfully, this Gentile 3 problem is a very chronic disease. It's a disease that's with us. And it comes out every time a problem appears. This mentality comes out whenever there's a problem. When things don't go according to our thoughts, this mentality comes out quickly. And we fall into that. That's why you fall into the state of destruction.
그러니 뭡니까? 진짜 이 이스라엘 사람들이 또 70년 동안 포로로 잡혀가죠. 포로의 근성이 끝납니다.
And now later on, the Israelites are captives, and they have this mentality of a captive. There's the first, second, and third captivity. Three times they were captured. What? And every time is about 7 years. And their mentality comes out once again. And it comes out again and again and again. But they have so much scars. That's why in Jeremiah, and if you look at Lamentations, instead of writing that God has done this for us, the book of Lamentations has lots of laments, right? A lot of cries, a lot of, you know, sad songs that they're praising. Right? They're not praising God with joy, they're not praising God with happiness, with glory. It's not lyrics about, you know, thank you for the blessing, thank you for this gospel. No, instead of that, they're just lamenting to God. Our song must be a song that gives glory to God. We must give true praise to God. Not saying my life is difficult, you know, my life is so hard, I don't know what to do. Not that kind of song. Right, not the songs that's recorded in the book of Lamentations. No, through Christ you have been completely restored. You have to sing this praise toward God personally, from your family, among your children, and as you live our walk of faith. Our church must continue to praise God, not these sad songs. And that's the person of true prayer. And that's the person with spiritual strength. Right? The state of destruction. And they still have the mentality as captive. For
250 years.
And there's also an age of persecution, so they never knew when they would be killed. They had to hide and keep their faith and proclaim the gospel. And they could not come out because they were facing death. And they all had this as scars. And in the end, these Jewish people, they have this mentality where they just were scattered all over the world. Right? They would wander around the world. And for 2,000 years, they've been wandering around the world. Simply put, what is this? They lost the amazing blessing of salvation. And when you lose hold of the fact that you are a child of God, this mentality will come out of you. And if you're not enjoying prayer, these things will come out of you. That's why you have to always enjoy the blessing of salvation, enjoy the blessing of the gospel, always and every day enjoy the blessing of the child of God. And it's the same with every single one of us. Before we believed in Jesus, inside Jim 3, there are many things that we have experienced. And so I'm sure many scars, many things that did not work. I'm sure we've gone through many sufferings, many sadness, many hardships. But the moment you lose hold of the gospel, the moment you lose hold of the prayer, you have to know that this mentality comes out of you. So every day, you must be filled spiritually. And every day you have to change your spiritual state. And that's the way to live. So please enjoy this blessing. So number two. We must have global conscience. And we're thankful of the Tarapan generation because we are able to save the 237 nations. And we receive this blessing to save the world. And we are inside that covenant stream. We're in the blessing of world evangelization. So you have to change your conscience. From the very beginning, God gave us the blessing of world evangelization. Look at the age of the tribal leaders. The age of tribal leaders, starting with Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. Through you, all nations, all people will be blessed.
Amen.
So, in the Old Testament, to Abraham from the very beginning, God blessed him. Through you, all people, all nations. From the very beginning. In the time of Abraham, right, there was no transportation like trains. No, they had to ride animals like camels. Did they have airplanes back in the day? Or trains or cars? No. In an age where there was no mode of transportation to the world, even in that circumstance, what did God say to Abraham? Do world evangelization. From the very beginning, to the people of God. You know, God gave them the promise of world evangelization from the very beginning. Right, in our generation, in our age, there is, you know, airplanes, trains, boats, there's all sorts of modes of transportation. But inside your consciousness, you must always keep the covenant of world evangelization. Because God gave this blessing to us from the very beginning. Genesis 26, verses 1 through 4. Through your descendants, all people will be blessed. Right, all people on this earth will be blessed. Not your family, no, all people. In the Old Testament, God was already speaking of world evangelization. Genesis
37,
verses 1 through 11. All the suns, the stars, and the moon will bow. A day will come where all the suns, stars, and moon will bow down before you. And that's worldly evangelization. It's amazing. And Genesis 28, verses 10 to 24, to Jacob, it says, to you and your descendants, all people on this earth, right? All people on this earth will be blessed. From the Old Testament, God gave us the covenant of world evangelization. And so second, when Jesus died on the cross, and after he resurrected, look at his resurrection message. Just as you know, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, all that in heaven and earth has been given to me. And therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Go to all nations. World evangelization. Mark 16, verse 16 to 20. Go to all people. All people. Acts 1:8. You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and me. What is this in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth? Right, God in the Old Testament, to all the people that He called, He proclaimed world evangelization. And when Jesus Christ came and died and resurrected, the resurrection message was to do world evangelization.
여러분 그 언약 속에 저와 여러분이 있는 게
and to be inside this blessing is restoring the intellectual strength that God has given to you. So please enjoy this blessing.
하나님은요,
From the Old Testament, God continues to speak of world evangelization. Why? Because Genesis 1 verse 27, 28, through all of us who have been saved, through all of the individuals that met God, God said that you will rule and subdue and conquer the world. And so all people that have been created by God has been elected to do world evangelization. But after Genesis chapter 3, now that we're captured by Satan, right, as he got rid of God, we start to lose hold of God's covenants. And the more technology and civilization is be modern, right, their priority is changing from God to other things. Instead of God's word, right, the things of the world seems better in giving glory to people, not to God. And with all creation, they're making it like a deity. And that's because Satan is the ruler, the king of this world. So that all mankind will lose hold of God. But what is the work of God? What's the work of God? The work of God is to believe in the one that God has sent.
Amen.
And that's salvation.
Amen.
All nation, all people must be saved. That is the work of God. That's the work of God. Yet. Look at that. We are all captured by the visible things of this world. And because our life is a little difficult. Because we don't have that much money. Because we're not doing so well with our jobs. That we're oppressed our entire life. What is that similar with? That's similar with those people who were destroyed because of their mentality. That's the same in the Old Testament. Right? That mentality came out of them. And this mentality is inside your thoughts. So if you don't change your thoughts, you'll be attacked by Satan and defeated.
Amen.
So to change.
Amen.
Please change.
Amen.
You have to change your mentality. If you don't change this, yes, you can say world evangelization. So if you look at those who don't pray, they only say things with their words. That's it. That's the characteristics of those who don't pray. Those who truly pray, they don't speak much. Those who don't enjoy prayer, they try to solve everything with their words. But those who truly pray, they know the blessing of God's throne. They know God's power. They know the works of God. They don't have to speak. They just follow God's word. And they confirm with God's word. That's the person of prayer. And it's those people that changes and moves the throne of God. That's the person of prayer. We're not doing world evangelization with our words. We're not evangelizing with our words. We're not changing people by persuading them with our words. No, it's the work of God. It's not in our words. So please change your will, your consciences. You have to change your thoughts. Quickly get out of your mentality. This, and just like God spoke from the tribal ages, right? Even from creation, God gave us the covenants, world evangelization, and then He called us. Right? He already decided world evangelization, and then He called us, and that's the work of God. So Jesus, when he resurrected and when he gathers, he said 40 days. He spoke to them a world evangelization. Jesus is the one that has fulfilled the work of God and has tasked us with that ministry. That's why in season, out of season, you must always proclaim the gospel. That mission has been given to you. Why? Because God has tasked us with that mission. But we cannot just receive that task. We have flesh, and we can easily be deceived. So, God said, I'll give you the Holy Spirit that has no limitations, that will always be with you. That's what the Jesus is with us through the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we are weak. We are in need. And we cannot do anything with our diligence, with our power. So I will send you the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus came to us through the Holy Spirit. And all you have to do is receive this guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then you'll be used by God.
Amen.
And walk of faith is not done by doctrine. Doctrine is never above God's word. Right, the denominations, the senior board, executive. If that is above God's word, then that is incorrect. Yes, there's there are senior executives, there's a chairman, there's the chair board, there's all that. All those, you know, organizations exist to help in the work of, you know, bringing God's kingdom to earth. But that's the same mentality as the Catholicism in the medieval times, where Pope is the top, right? If it is preventing from the gospel from spreading, we don't need these denominations, we don't need these, you know, organizations. If it is preventing the gospel, then we don't need organization in the group as well. Or, you know, these meetings in the church. Every individual must enjoy this gospel. And you must restore this gospel. And through you, evangelism must arise. Life movement must arise. It's true. God spoke a world evangelization to us from the very beginning. And Jesus spoke of what God said in our Old Testament. Because the Holy Father is the Holy Son. And all of us who know this gospel, the Holy Spirit is with us. And Jesus has come as the Christ and ascended to heaven and promised to send the counsel of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came to us. Then in our lives, it's not our experiences, our ways. No, it's not our knowledge. What is it? It's receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's always receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That's what's important. Then world evangelization will take place. Please enjoy this blessing.
Amen.
Number 3, Japanese, Korean, Chinese, American, Nepal. You have to quickly have the mindset that we are one nation, that we're one, you know, family. When you go to heaven, there's no, you know, places for Japanese people together or Korean people or Chinese people together separately. No, we are all children of God.
Amen.
But these in this world where there's no gospel, where they don't know the gospel, they say, my nation, right? All the politicians are saying, my nation, my country. And it arises wars. That's Genesis chapter
3.
Inside the gospel, we are one nation. We are all descendants of Adam. So don't talk too much about your country or your nation. Right, that's what the people of the world teaches. Right? God said all nations. All everyone to the ends of the earth. Right? One Savior will save everyone. One Savior will save all people. Right? But it's Satan that divides people. It's Satan that divides you from other people. Right? Satan has divided this world by countries and by ways and by people. But all of us who have the gospel, it doesn't matter if you're your nation or my nation, no, we are one nation. We are all people of God. We must be this one nation.
Amen.
I sent a text to Mr. Deacon Nagao, and I changed my citizenship. So and what should I do? And he said, congratulations for becoming a Japanese citizen. And he said, because you're Japanese, then it's better to be Japanese because of this and that. And I told him, right, but it doesn't matter if I'm Japanese or not, we're all going to be saved until the end of the earth. So it's all about your consciousness. Yes, of course, a Japanese mission should save Japan. That's basic. But we shouldn't say only Japan. We have to be global. We must have a global consciousness. All people in Japan must be saved. All the nations, all the people in Japan must be saved by the gospel. Why? Because before God, we are all one race, one nation. It was Jonah who was punished by God because he kept on saying my country and their country. Right? He was even swollen by a fish. He ran away. He didn't want to go to the enemy's nation. He uses humanism, but eventually he was captured and he was swollen by a fish and he was pooped out of the fish. And he did finally repent. So that's why the fish, poops him out into the city of Nineveh where he was supposed to go in the beginning. We are all strangers, sojourners on this. We temporarily come, we temporarily go. The only difference is there are people of God or people of Satan. That's it.
사단도요. 일본 사람, 한국 사람, 중국 사람 이렇게 나누지 않습니다.
Satan doesn't also see you as Japanese or Chinese or American person. No. In hell, you're all one, people, one nation. And even it's the same in heaven as well.
그래서 저와 여러분은 복음 안에서
So inside the gospel, what must we do? We have to have this consciousness that we are our one nation. Then we can evangelize all the people in Japan. That's the heart that you must possess. But thankfully, in our church, we have been blessed as a church that's very multicultural. And so our church is already 237.
Amen.
And that's an amazing blessing. And that's why the remnants don't study only English. Right, there's many languages you should learn because God can use you. Just do well in your languages. And that way, AC is a very important school. Right? Right? Conditionally, you learn 3, 4, 5 languages. So, remnants, don't worry what you have to study. Just like Pastor Yu says, remnants, just become the spiritual summit. Just correctly hold on to the gospel. And there are not many schools that teach you this many languages in one school. In Japan, just study well in your languages. You'll be busy doing ministry or translating for people in the world. So remnants, look at the world, hold on to the covenants, and receive training with the gospel, and be prepared to a point where you can do ministry or translation all over the world. That's how much you should prepare. You have to be able to see that kind of future. Because we're all one nation. And why are we all one nation? We are descendants of Adam. And as descendants of Adam, we are all one people. We are all one tribe.
창조하실 때도
And when God created us.
창조도요. 창조도 하나님의 형상대로 그랬어.
We were created in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27-28. Created the image of God.
모든 인간은 하나님의 형상 가지고 태어난
존재. All mankind was created in the image of God.
그러니까 한민족.
So we are one people.
피부가 다르고 언어가 다르고
Yes, our skin color may be different, our language may be different, but we are all one tribe, one nation.
여러분 이게 성경적입니다.
This is biblical.
그래서 우리는요 사실은 이 다민족이라는 말도 이거 틀린 말이에요.
And so truthfully, multicultural, multi-ethnic is incorrect, truthfully. But we use it to emphasize 237, right? But we are all actually one nation, one tribe.
내국인.
Right, foreigner or overseer. We use those words to sort of, you know, make distinctions, but...
그런데 언제요? 창세기 성장 이후로.
But after the Genesis 3 incidents,
방주 사건 이후로
And after the incident of Noah's incident, the flood incident, as well as the Tower of Babel, especially when the languages, you know, became diverse, that's when people start to move by their own languages and their nations. And so that's when nation was already divided. And even Israel was divided to the north and south. Right, when after the time of Solomon, it was divided to the north, Israel and South Judah. But all this took place after the incident of Genesis 3. And so Satan used these politicians so that they only know about their country, about their people. And if it's, you know, good for themselves or for the nation, then, you know, they would put a lot of sense of nationalism inside each person. But all of us who believe in Jesus Christ, all of us who have the gospel, don't say that nation or this country.
Right.
It doesn't matter what country they're from, we are all one tribe, one nation, when it comes to world evangelization. That's what God desires. So please enjoy this blessing. Right. For everyone receives the gospel, everyone must become a child of God, everyone evangelizes, everyone and must be missioned, must do missions, and that's the blessing to be able to do all that. And that is our lifestyle. And they become like this. And thankful about our denomination is that we're very global. So even when there's big conferences, we always put the term world. World Remnant Conference, World Business Persons Conference, World Missions Convention. We always put the term word because it's global. Why? Because now we have to go see the 5,000 tribes that have never heard the gospel. We have to go into all those areas that have never heard the gospel. And how can we go there if it's not for this gospel? So we have to find a system that God has prepared and for all, in all nations. The disciples that proclaim the gospel. God prepared disciples that proclaim the gospel. So you have to find them. And that's what we have to do. So what is intellectual strength? Or intellectual power? It is changing your mind, your mentality, changing your thoughts. And it's holding on to the global mindset of world evangelism that God has promised from Old Testament and the New Testament. You have to have that mindset. Your nation, my nation, no. We are all one nation, one tribe. This is the ideology God has given to us. And you must have this knowledge. And you must have this consciousness. Then you can save all nations that have not been saved yet. And you can really cry for them and think how I can proclaim the gospel to them and how the gospel will enter them and how we can do evangelism missions.
그런 역사를 일으키는 것이
and arising that work is the work that God desires. So please enjoy this blessing.
Amen.
그래서 우리 교회도요 다민족이
and we must gather more multi-ethnic people in our church.
우리 렘넌트는요.
And so remnants.
공부하는 공부도 좀
the study you're doing is very important.
많은 나라의 언어 공부도
but also learn language.
앞으로 정말 우리 다락방은 이 복음 운동이 굉장히 확산되기 때문에
and because our evangelism movement is going to spread, we're going to need a lot of, you know, specialists and disciples. So you have to prepare for that as well.
여러분 그거요 대학 들어가서
And remnants, you know, you can't go. There are a lot of people that couldn't go to school, and there are a lot of people that went to school but couldn't even find a job. Even if you go to college, and if you don't, there are many people that are still suffering even though they're in college or they graduate from college. Right. Can you really study without any intent or any unconsciousness? That's all incorrect. It's not about going to college. We're not that age anymore. Just prepare at least one thing. Prepare that one vessel that God can use. So look at the stream of worldly vision, look at the stream of God's word. And find your studies, find your, you know, your expertise. And the answer will come to you of what you should be prepared when you for an adult. And that's how you can be used by God.
Amen.
And that's what I have to prepare. And that's the person that truly prays. There's no reason for you to, you know, think of what people think. No, just be used by God. And if God works upon you, that's it. And always have this mindset and prepare yourselves. May you please enjoy this blessing. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for granting us spiritual strength and intellectual power. Help us to become people of prayer. And help us to become people that can change our thoughts. And may you change our thoughts into being more global. And may we enjoy the blessing of saving all tribes as one nation. And allow us to enjoy the blessing of the evangelist that will save 227 nations. And the moment we were created in the image of God, until the second coming of Jesus Christ, the work of God is the work of eternal salvation. Therefore, may we be used for events and missions, and will you allow us to enjoy the blessing of the disciple. And may as gospel church be prepared to save this age and upcoming ages, and will you truly work upon this church. We thank you and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.